who's coming?
No.
Why not?
He had to go home for some reason.
Are we okay?
Yeah, I think so.
You tell me. All right, let's go. Let's begin, guys. Okay. First few points I want to begin with is we said we wanted to finish up a few points from the Agadita. So let's start with that, and then we'll continue from there. We've got a lot to do. Then I want to finish up the Marsayan, then we'll see the little piece of Gomorrah, and then we'll do the Mahalak from Rebitza Goldberg Shlita, one of my Rebbeim from Rizitzrolis and Pesach for Shabbos. We had learned in the Gomorrah and Hamid Beis that if someone hears something improper, he should take the little part of his ear and bend it in. Many of the Gedolei Achronim are bothered by Akasha. We learned in the Gomorrah earlier that the reason why the fingers of a human being are mechudad, are kind of like sharpened at the end, is that if you hear something that's not proper, you should put your finger there. So why was the lower part of the ear created soft? Why is it just not enough to put your finger in your ear? That's a very clear kasha that the Gedolei Achronim are asking here. Because the end of the Gemara said, Yaakov Aliyah L'socha. What do you mean Aliyah L'socha? We said earlier in the Amid is that Halacha L'maisa, the issue is that you should really what? The reason why the mechudud is in order to put your fingers in your ears. You're the kasha. So I want to give the three terutz, and we only had time to give one. The first was the Rif and the Ein Yaakov, not the Rishon, the Rif. You know, the Ein Yaakov, you know what the Ein Yaakov was written by one of the Gedolei Yisroel. He was the one who wrote the Kuntres HaSmicha against the Ma'aribi Rav. It's a collection of Agadatas all over Shas. And it's an amazing Perish. It has Rashi on there, Taisus, and he quotes many Gedolei from Marshoya. In the spring and the summer, in the shul, we have a Shir Nein Yankov. And the Rif in Nein Yaakov, the Gedolei Achronim, he's one of the Gedolei Achronim, he says, the reason why if you put your finger in your ear, it's not good enough, because you still can hear. But when you put your little part of your ear in, that mamish blocks you from hearing completely. Okay?
So
that's what he says. That's what the Rif in Nein Yaakov answers. Okay. Second answer is the Maharal. The Maharal writes in the Nesivus Olam. I want you to get this Nesiv Hanetznius, Perik Beis. He says an amazing pshat. He says, when you put your finger in your ear, it's not a proper thing. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Tesamat Aleph, that states that if anyone puts his finger in his ear, he'll become deaf. It's a Beferish Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Tesamat Beis. So he says, I don't understand here. If you put your Aliyah Besocha, and then he says, therefore you should put your Aliyah Besocha, and then he says you should put your finger. You know what I mean? So you go like this. First you put your little part of your ear in, and then your finger. That's what he says.
What's
the opposite? That's on Kuf Tesam Aleph and Shabbos. This is what the Maharal wants to say. So the Maharal says, because putting your finger in your ear is only second stage, first you got to do this. So you have to read the first part of the Gemara in light of the second part of the Gemara. But the Gilyone Hashas, who's the Gilyone Hashas? Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel's Maor, if you look in Rashi and that Gemara on Kuf Chesem at Beis and Kuf Tesem at Alf and Shabbos, Kuf Chesem is Kuf Tesem is, he says an amazing thing. He wants to say, you look at Rashi, when the Gemara says you put your finger in your ear, you'll go deaf, that's only if you put your finger in your ear before Negovashu, in the morning, when you have a Ruach Tumah on your hands, Ruach Ra. So Lamaisa, he says, it seems to be it's against the Maharal. Because the Maharal is going to say, anytime you put your finger in your ear, you cause death. So it looks like the Maharal is against Rashi. You don't want to be chaylik on Rashi, says Reb Yosef Engel. So he wants to say like this, Reb Yosef Engel. He has a sefer on Shas called Gilyone Hashas. The Gilyone Hashas would be Kiveger. The Gilyone Hashas would be Yosef Engel. So Reb Yosef Engel says, you know what the Maharal meant? He said, when you get up in the morning, let's say, and you hear something that's not hugging, before you did Negovashim, what do you do? Yerdechap, what do you do in that case?
Well, you can still put your ear in.
Oh, so he says you can't stick your finger in your ear because you got Ruach Tumen. So he says then you stick your Aliyah L'socha, and that won't cause you to be deaf because the Aliyah is not considered a B'chal Ozen. So your pupils there, let's say a guy takes a Shvua. That guy takes a Shvua, he won't touch his ear. I don't know, a guy picks his ear all the time, so it's a habit, it's a bad habit. So he takes a Shvua, he won't touch his ear. Can he touch the Aliyah? Based on the Shtikal Tari, he could because the Aliyah is not considered to be the Ozen. Maybe. That's what he wants to tie in. Perhaps. Okay. That's the second answer I want to say over from the Maharal. And the third answer is from the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer says beautifully, he says, if you put your fingers in your ears without a hefsik, you're going to get earwax on it. You know what that's called in halacha? Soas ozen, excrement of the ear. Not, it means that's, you know, soas ayin is when you wake up in the morning. Soas ozen. He says you shouldn't put your finger in your ear because you'll get earwax, and therefore it won't be roy to mention Shem Hashem in a hand that's not clean. Okay? Now the Chassam Sofer is assuming like the Ramah. Let's get it down. The Ramah and Or HaChaim Siman Sadi Beis Siv Zayin says soas ozen is considered betinuf, and it's also bedavar b'shiva kedusha. And the Vilna Gaon argues, the Mishabur and Sifkat Lamed quotes the Gaon and Zmekel. So if you touch soas ozen, do you need to wash your hands or rub your hands on something? Machlek is Ramah Gaon. Machlokes Ramah Gaon, whether soas ozen is considered to be usher.
Also to what?
Also, would you have to wash your hands again, you know? Or do you have to you wipe your hands? So Chassam Sofer writes, he says it's not roi. And not might be usher medina, but it's not roi. It's not a good thing.
That
the machlokes Ramah and Gaon is whether soas ozen is also bedavar kedusha. The Chassam Sofer says it's not ra'ui to have it on your hand to mention Shem Hashem. So it seems like he's saying Mikra didn't like the Gaon, but you should be machmir for the Ramah. So that's why you shouldn't stick your finger in your ear. And therefore the Aliyah was created in order to be mafsig between your finger and the soas ozen. So you go like this. And he says it's beautiful. That's what it says in the pasuk that we're learning in that Gemara. V'yad tiyelcha ala zeinecha goimer v'yamechanecha kodesh. What does that mean? V'yamechanecha kodesh. That he showed that it's aser maaskei shem shamayim beguf shenanaki. So he says that's why it fits the pasuk quite well. Okay, so that was the first bahalach I wanted to change. Three teirutz. We got a mechazik the chaverim about the attendance today. L'maisa. I don't know where everyone is. Where's the son? I don't know where everyone is. Sunday. Okay. Mechazik. Jacob said he couldn't come. Okay. I know Ellie was in Baltimore, I think. No?
Yeah.
He told me. Yeah. 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 Also at Kibi. Okay. No. Mechazik the chaver. Okay. So the first malach is three terutz. Okay. We got it. Second nekuda I wanted to add on with the agadata. And that is that I just wanted to add on, interestingly, I remember I was bothered by this. What is the Zeris is the pinky, right? So we said that the Zeris was for the measurement of the Choshen. So we said that there are two functions, measurement of the Choshen, and number two, it's Letzorech what? It's Letzorech also the Mirchak, it is the distance between the Zeris and the Godel. Right? So I was trying to figure out, how's that? When your hand is open, it's different than the Zeres to the Godel. So I was bothered by this. It's not the length. Remember we said of the pinky? So Rav Wieder Schlita was Masbir. If we were pilpling with this, he said, he says he thanked me because now he never understood it. Here, the Zeres is the word is that it's the point of measurement from here to here, which is what the Choshen has to be. The Choshen was this length, from here to here. Wasn't too big because it would be outside the chest of the Kohen Gadol. It had to be within the chest. So in some of the cases in the Gemara, when it says Zeris l'medidas achoshen, it means the point of reference of measurement from the top of the pinky to the top of the thumb when you spread it out. That's what it meant. Okay?
Not
that the pinky was length, because it's not. And it's really a half arm which fits beautifully. So he thanked me because I showed him this. And then he also... For the Amma, it also is a point of measurement from the top. I want you to get this. The Amma was the middle finger, but it's the point of measuring from here to the Marpeik. What's the Marpeik? I think I miscorrectly said it. Rav Gwider Schlitten was Masber to me. It's the elbow. Some even say the armpit, but it fits the elbow. And that's an Amma. An Amma is how much? Is a foot and a half, right? So from here to here is basically a foot and a half. From the top of your middle finger to here is the top of your foot and a half. So what I want to bring out to you in Kevedia is that for some of the fingers, the Zeres is the Medidas Choshen, is a point of reference from where to start measuring. The Kemitzah was the actual Chefsa you're doing the Kemitzah. The Amma is also a point of measurement. Etzba was for the sprinkling, the Godel was for the blood on it. So two of the five fingers, you're not using the actual Chefsa as the measurement, it's a point where you're starting. You follow what I'm saying? So that's the point I wanted to bring out to you. Baruch Hashem, we're able to be masber this because it was bothering me, Lamais. You follow me? And the third point I want to just point out in this is that how much, we didn't get a chance to, how much is centimeters? How many centimeters? Metric system, even though in America we don't have a metric system, Eretz Yisrael, metric system, okay? So let's talk in centimeters, right? Let's talk in centimeters. How much is L'maisa in Amma in centimeters? So I want you to get this machlokes. The Chazon Ish says it means 58 centimeters. And Reb Chaim Noah, who wrote the Sefer Shiuri Torah, says it's 48 centimeters. And he, 58 and 40, he proves it from our Gemara. Because he says the Amma was the Shear of the Binyan and Kalim. You see, in the Gemara, there's a machlokes in Reb Meir Reb Yehuda in many places in Shas, will gabi the Mikdash and the Kalim. Do you use Amos that is 6 Tfachim, or to use Amma that is you know, 5 Tfachim? So Reb Yehuda said by the structure of the bayis, basically Mikdash is 6, the Kalim is 5. Reb Meir said it's always 6. You know what I mean? The Amma that you have is at 6 Tfachim. Okay? So that Lamaisa is the point I wanted to bring out, Lamaisa. So they wanted to say from this sugya that it's mashma that the shear is 48. The shear, the binyan and kalim, the fidah metzias within it's 48 centimeters. We don't find anyone from here to here that is 58 centimeters. How many centimeters in a feet, in a foot? I don't remember. Whatever it is, but usually if you go from here to here, it's 48, not 58. So that's l'chura raya of Chaim Noah. The Chazon Ish says no way. The Chazon Ish says not a raya because according to Rashi, we'll use the Amma 5 tefachim.
1 foot is 30 centimeters, 30
and a half.
So it makes more sense to say
Makes sense.
48. 48, because why?
It's about 1 and a half.
Yeah, 58 right. Is almost 2 feet.
Right, this is about, what did you say?
58
What did you say? It's 32 feet? 32 centimeters is a 30 foot?
30 and a half centimeters.
30 and a half, so that means, yeah.
Almost 2 feet.
Okay. Okay, so with the Chazon Ish is not a problem because according to Rashi, you're going 5 tefachim, and when they did our 6 tefachim, we had a 6th. Okay. Chazon Ish rejects the raya. He's dark of the raya, the Shiri Torah. He says, B'menu niskatnu amidos adam. He says, nowadays we've gotten smaller, Chazon Ish writes. There's no raya. Okay, very good. And the last point I want to make on this is the Shita Yishana asked, he says, why does the middle finger have to be distinct from the kamitza? Even if they be webbed and together, you could still measure from the top, right? Let's say these are webbed. I could still measure from the top of the to the, you know? Why do they have to be separate? The Gemara said mechuluk. Measure from the top here to here, right? The Gemara said they have to be mechuluk. So you know what he answers? He says, inochanami. He says, it would look strange though. Will lohaya dover noe. He says, if all the fingers be separate except for the amma and the kamitza, it wouldn't look nice. That's what the Shita Yishana says, Shittim Kabetzis. So let's chazer over the Nakudas. What were the Nakudas in the Gadata? Number one, the Ma'ara, the three Terutzim about that it closes the hearing, the Riv. The Ma'aral said about the Pshat, about hearing it before Negavashin. And therefore, you know, it's a separation, so it won't cause the person to get deaf. And the Chassam Sofer says, you don't want to touch your earwax, so Lamaisa, they won't be able to mention Shem Shamayim. According to the Chassam Ma'aral, we said it would be called Ozen. That was the first Nakuda. The second Nakuda is what Rav Wieder Shlita, we'll thank me for bringing it to his attention, and we were Masber thanking him too, that it wasn't this, it was just a point of measurement from here to here for the Zeris to the Godel, and also from the Amma. It's a point of where you measure from here to here, Maisa. And then the third Nakuda was that we said, is it 58, 48? And the fourth Nakuda was the Shita Yishana's Kasha. Well, you still can measure this if they were webbed from here to here, but theirs just doesn't look nice. Yes, Yossi, you had a kashin. So that's a second mahalach, the points of the agadata. Okay?
I'm just not trying to understand why it wouldn't look nice.
Actually, this is the second. The first mahalach was the ear and the second mahalach and this nukus. I guess it wouldn't look nice, no? If you have your finger separate and this looks like this.
But if everyone was like that, since whatever.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know.
Still looks more distinct. I hear. Okay. That's why it says v'terz b'dolcha. Kimsov says a dachik terz. Okay, good. Very good. Let's continue now. That's the points I wanted to make on the Gadot. Now let's finish up the Mara sign. Okay? If you recall, on Thursday, we had finished up the Masbid the Sugya. We went through all the Rishonim about the Sugya of Mara sign. Now, Lamaisa, let us get to now more details of it. Fascinating. We said, Ladina, that if Mara sign is on an Issid Yeraisa, it only answers. It asks even Bechadri Chadarim. If it's in the Rabbanon, Bechadri Chadarim, and no one can see it, it's Mutter. That was the Natiya de Mishabrura. That was the Psaka de Mishabrura. And he even used Rav Nissen Gomes as a sniff that says we don't hold a Chadak Adarim at all. So we don't hold like that Ladina, but it's a sniff. That was in Shin Aleph, Sifkat, and Skuf Samache with the Ber Alokh and Rasam Chadra. Okay. Now, let's take this a step further, okay? I want to introduce, where do we find this concept of Marasayim? Where does it emerge? Marit Ayin. It is a pasuk in Parshas Matos. When Hashem addressed Moshe Rabbeinu to address B'nai Gad of B'nai Reuben, he said like this, if you guys want to settle Avra Yarden and not come with us to Geret Yisrael, that's fine and dandy. But you got to be clean in the eyes of Hashem and Yikla Yisrael, and you better fight with us to conquer it, so then you can go back. And the way the Rav Zatzal, and I want you to get this down, very powerful articulation, the way Rav Shefter Shlita said it over us. You know how the Rav typified Marasayan? We are not the Bialim in our own reputation. You can't go around and say, oh, I don't care what people think. That's not true. I don't care what people think of me. Marasayan teaches you that you are not the owner of your reputation. You have a mandate. You have to make sure you can't be, I'm not saying you have to take the assurance to be paranoid, but you have to realize you are not Bialim on your own reputation. Ein Bialim al Hashem Shulcha. Ein Bialim al Hashem Shulcha. That was the Rav's formulation I want you to get. And therefore, this pasuk of Yisro Nekiyim, Umi Hashem Yisroel, is very, very critical. Where do we find this in the Mishnayos and Shas? It's in the Sugya in the Sechah Shkolin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. I think it's Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, one of the two. We'll look it up now. And it says, when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you cannot go in with pockets. Because you know what people are going to think of you? They're going to think that you're chopping the Pushka, the Shkolin from the Pushka, and putting them in your pocket. And if you became rich because you chopped it. And if you became poor, Hashem punished you because you were chopping the money. And therefore, you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash with pockets. It's a Beferish and Mishnah in Shkolim. Perek Beis, I believe it is Mishnah Gimel. Let's look it up now to make sure that, yes, Beis, no, Gimel Beis, I'm sorry. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, says Beferish. You're not allowed to do that. And it says, why? A regional Lashon. You have a responsibility to clean in the eyes of Brias like in the eyes of the Abishter. Should remember Yisim Nikim Yashem Yisrael. We say that in Mishle, they say that in benching. And the Tosis Yontif says it's not enough to be Naki. You should try to find Chain. Don't just be Naki. Find favor, guys. Find favor. Not just Sur Meira to be clean, but you should be Motzachayim. So this is the Pasuk, and this is the Mishnah where we find this din. So therefore, with this background now, we can go to the Shulchan Aruch. And with the Rashi, but I want to set it up with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Basar B'cholov, in Simen Pei Zayin Sif Gimel, the following. He writes, a person is allowed to take schnitzel, chicken schnitzel, gewaltiger chicken schnitzel, and dip it in almond juice, white almond juice, without having the almonds on the table. That's what the Ramah says. Mutter le'achol of im cholav shkedim, chalav shkedim, B'li hashkeidim al hashulchan. The Shach there in Tzifkat and Vav says gavalt. He quotes the Marshal and says absolutely not. The Shach says it's usher. And you need to have the Shem Marshal. You need to have the almonds on the table. Sarich shkeidim al hashulchan to indicate that it's not milk and to indicate that it's what almond juice. Now, Basar Ov B'chalav is the Rabbanan, correct? Meat with chalav is the rice. So the basic way to typify this machloikas is there marasayin on Yitzurid Rabbanim? The Ramah says no, and the Shach says, B'shem Marshal, yes, there is. Now, if you want to dip meat, a nice piece of London broiler roast or a quarter pounder, not a quarter pounder, it's not kosher, made from McDonald's, but a London broil from OU, and you want to dip it into your almond juice, everyone agrees you need almonds on the table. We're talking about hot, that's a lettuce bulb, so therefore it would be a problem with the arisa. So the push of Shabbos Machlaikis is the Samachlaikis, the Ramon the Marshal, whether there's Marasayan and Isuid Rabon. Now, how would you masber this halacha? So the Rav Zatzal says beautifully, and I want you to get it. The Rav Zatzal pointed out there really are two approaches to this topic of Marasayan. What are the two approaches? And this is where Rav Shechter Shlita sent it over from the Stechemet also. I'll give you the exact Mara Makom. The Stechemet, you know, is encyclopedic work, amazing work as well. The Stechemet has it in Klal Mem. I'm sorry, Mareches Mem, because it's under Mara Sign. Klal Pei. Dir Maskava have it ufted. It could be that the first approach in Mara Sign, I'm going to write it as being a sneef of Lifnei Iver. It's a pseudo type of Lifnei Iver. You go into the McDonald's, people are going to think, you know what, that's McDonald's. It's going to lead people to what think it's kosher. You're not handing people the hamburger. You're not handing people the quarter pounder. But by you going in there, Lifnei Iver is giving the Kosher Anglin Nazar, Iver Menachana Goy. By you going in there, it's a pseudo type of Lifnei Iver. Sneef, shall Lifnei Iver. That's the first approach. This is, we're going to point out, Rashi says this in two places. Rashi says this in two places. In Chulin, Mem Alpha Mebeis, Dibra Maskal HaShoichet. In Chulin, Rashi says it, and increases. Okay? Rashi says, I'll give you Beferish, get it down. Dibra Maskal HaShoichet. He says Beferish, and increases Chafal Mezir Maskal Shekonsim. Rashi says that the problem of Marasayan over there, I gave you the Mar Makoimis, and say it, but Rashi's going to read you the Lashon, I'm going to have time to read all the Rashi's, but Rashi says, in Dibra Maskal, L'shem Ola, it came into Ba, B'neder, B'nedov, Aroa, Omer, Akshav, Hu, Makdish, Hushof, Kolola, B'kachim, Chutz, Mutarim, it's going to lead people to do things wrong. It's going to lead people to do something wrong. Increases. Rashi says increases chafal from the base. Rashi Zokter, he says, Dear Master Shekonsu, he says the following, Shekonsu b'kli asur, demichlef b'dam behema v'aro omer mutter l'chol dam. Dam of a fish is okay, but dam of an animal is not okay. If you have people eating the dam of the fish, you're going to think that what? It's going to lead them to do something else. Rashi writes with Feirish that it's a sneef of Lifnei Iver. Amazing. This is the Chiddush that we want to bring out. It's a sneef of Lifnei Iver. Okay? If you say like this, Avram, if you say it's a sneef of Lifnei Iver, what's the halacha regarding Lifnei Iver and Nisa D'Rabbanan? What do you say? Can I be machshul a guy in an issur d'rabbanan? Of course not. I can't give a guy, let's say, basar of b'chalav, straight to him. It's an issur d'yoraisa lifnei iver if I'm machshul an issur d'rabbanan. That's what Tosis says in Avodah Zarah. And chav beizim amad aleph, dir maskel teipuk v'shem rabbeinu tam. Please get it. You're over lifnei iver min atayra. You're over lifnei iver min atayra. Over lifnei iver min atayra. Midiraisa. Al hachsholus isser midrabanim. Hachsholus isser midrabanim. What's the svara? So the Minchas Chinuch says, because it's lo gara, the Minchas Chinuch says, it's lo gara than a guy giving eitzah she'ena hogenis. Me'eitzah she'ena hogenis. What does hogenis mean? If I give bad advice to a guy on purpose, I'm over in Issa D'Oraisa. So an Issa D'Rabbanan is no worse than that. So again, so therefore, if you say, and I want you guys to get this down, if you say that the lumdus of Lifnei Iver is, the lumdus of Lifnei Iver is, that it's a branch of, the lumdus of Marsan, that's a branch of Lifnei Iver, therefore you can understand well why it extends to an Issa D'Rabbanan Marsan. That's what the Shach and the Marshal holds in the lumdus is. You follow me? Because it's the sneef of Lifnei Iver, and Lifnei Iver applies to Isur D'Rabbanan, and he'll be over even in Sidi Araisa by Mimachal Gan Isur D'Rabbanan. So it carries through that Marasayan will be applied even to Isur D'Rabbanan. And that's what it says, Isim Nikim. Isim Nikim. What does the Isim Nikim mean, guys? Isim Nikim, may Hashem and Yisrael, means that pasuk, it means I want you to be clean and don't cause other people to be over averus. You could say clean in one of two ways. We're going to get to the second approach. But the first approach you want to be is I don't want other shvatim talking about you, B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, are bad guys. Because all you do is worry about yourselves, Avra Yardin. You want to settle around, you come fight with us to get Eretz Yisrael. Because I don't want you to be a model that other people only care about themselves. You follow me? That's not the Pashup Shav Yisim Nikim issue. The Pashup Shav, people don't think of you badly. But it's a pseudo type of leaf neighbor. That's the first approach. And that I want you to get down is the Shachmash and Marshal. That's why it says you want to eat that chicken schnitzel with the almond juice, you better have the almonds on the table. So people won't think it's wrong. However, comes along the Roma and he says, I'm sorry. You know what Marasayan is? Marasayan is chashad, that people don't think you're a bad guy. That's all it is. Not all, but that's what it is. That's taking me from the king at its base level, the simplest level. And that's really what it is. It's just a chashad. And if it's a chashad, Lamaisa, we have makaris for this in Shas. What are the makaris? I'll give you two cases. Lamed Chesem and Alfin Yumid says they never found a pasnikia biyab b'neim shal beis garmu. What's shal beis garmu? They were the family that made the lechem upon him. You know what people would start saying? Oh, I know where you got the lechem upon him, where you got your pasnikia from, your clean bread. You must have chapped one of the lechem upon him. So they never had in their home pasnikia beis garmu. Pasnikia, clean bread.
So, like, what, dirty bread? Like, what is that?
Yeah, in other words, lechem upon them was beautiful matzahs, you know, beautiful. But they never had such in the house because they didn't want people to think they chopped it. I'll give you another example in that Gemara. Lekayim Ashner Isim Nikim. It says the family of Beis Avetinas was the family that took care of the Ketores. They never had the spices, or they never had those perfumes in their home. Never had their perfumes in their home because they didn't want people thinking what that they chopped them. Shenemar Isim Nikim. Because of that, I want you to get this. The Ramah says that the Isser of Mar Sinai is not Shaykh to Yisur Drabanan because the Chachamim were Mekel and they were not Choshish. Oh, that people shouldn't think I'm doing an Isser Drabanan. That's already too much. To have people thinking I did an Isser Drabanan, that I don't want. But it's kind of like too much that I have to worry about people think I'm doing an Isser Drabanan. You follow me, Yosef? That's the fourth. In other words, Chashad, Rak, Ali Surei Yeraisu, not Ali Surei Derabanan. We don't take it to that degree that they were worried about it. Okay, that's the Chiddush. Now, Memela, that's the Svara of the Ramah that says I don't have to put the almonds. I don't have to put the almonds there. Correct? Why not? Because the Nisur Derabanan is no such concept. So we're saying they're arguing about the institution of. Now I have to tell you though. And I remember this from Rav Shachter Shlita, that the Stei Chemed does distinguish between another institution of Chshar Atzmo, I'll call it. Chshar Atzmo. You know what Chshar Atzmo means? Like in the Gemara, in the beginning of Brachas, it says, you follow me? It says you can't go to a churba. Why can't you go to a churba, a desolate place? Because people might think you're going to meet a zona there. The Gemara says in Shabbos, on Daf Kof Beis, if you have a mansion, you have to let a Chanukiah on both sides. Because if people go on the other side, they don't see, they're going to think you're a bad guy. Now, it comes up in different places. Chashad. Oh, I forgot what I was talking about over there.
Like carrying the knife for the Bris Milah.
Gemara said a Lashon Chashad. Okay, so there is Chashad on its own that does appear. Okay? And what I wanted to bring out is that the Chashad is, and by Znus, obviously, is an Issa D'Oraisa. But Hanukkah is a mitzvah of the Rabbanan. So I'm saying, the second approach we're saying to Marasayan is chshad under the purview of Marasayan. But there's another type of chshad, lamaisa in Shas, that might not be associated with Marasayan. For example, this type of Marasayan worries more about, you know, Hashem and the Jewish people. V'isin nekim Hashem Yisrael. When you talk about chshad over there, the churba, I don't think it's just Jews. You don't want goyim thinking you're going to meet a zoner, right? And also, this chshad, lamaisu, we said, it applies even to Hanukkah, right? Chashad Atzmo, what I'm saying, a few Hanukkah, which is the Rabbanan. We just got through saying that Chashad, the Marasai, doesn't work on Yisur the Rabbanan, right? So I'm saying there's another type of Chashad, I think, that won't be under the purview of Marasai that we're digging up. There might be some other Nafkeminis, Chashad Rak Ali Yisur D'Raisa, below Ali Yisur D'Rabbanan. There might be some other nafkeminis we'll mention now. What about a bracha? You know what I mean? This is more positive, this approach. You know what I mean? Even though it's a leaf neiver, but can you say a bracha on a mice you do based on marasai? Let's say you do a mila. Let's say you do a brismila because of marasai. It looked bad. People might think that it wasn't done properly. Or let's say you do trumas and maestris, your mafreshkala based on marasai. Or let's say you shecht a, a ben pakua, if you shecht the mother and the calf's inside, you can eat it without shechita, but let's say it's hit for sakabe akarka, it's squiggling on the ground. You need a shechita min rabbanan. Because you don't want people to what? When I'm saying when you apply the first approach, maybe the first track there is a concept of a bracha, the sneef of leaf neighbor. On chashad there will be no bracha. Like that Chanukiah, you light, Lamais the Ramah says from the Ram, there's no bracha. Because you're doing it based on chashad. So this is what I just want you to note, this other track that does exist, Lamaisa, okay? Maybe disassociated, but it's definitely a distinct second approach in the lumbus of Marasayim. So when we say Visa Nikim Yashem Yisrael, is it to make sure you're clean that you don't cause other people to do a virus? Or is it simply Visa Nikim Yashem that people should think you're what? You're clean. And that would happen nafkamina, whether it applies to Yisur or the Rabbanan. If you take the first approach, that it's a sneef leaf neighbor, it definitely will apply to Yisur Rabbanan. That's the Shakashin and Marshal. If you're just Shad, then Chum said you have to worry about people thinking you're doing something wrong in the Eraisa. Yisur Eraisa, not Yisur Rabbanan. Okay? That's good for the Machlokes. So then the Rav took it a step further, and he dealt with the Tosis, our Tosis, on Thursday. The Rav said it could be maybe a little of the, you could hold both. Up till now, we were Maaz with the Machlokes, either one or the other. The Rav said it's possible that the Tyson Maseches Ksubis holds of both. What does that mean? So he says beautifully. He says the Lumdus is like this. He says that it's possible to say when you kick that gutter that had the sod in it and you do a Pitsina and we allow it because it's Mesakin Kalachar Yad and it's B'mokum Pseida L'Gazubei Rabbanon. Remember, Tosha says, why is it good Bitsina Komakushadarim Asr? So what does it help that you're doing it Bitsina? So what's the answer? Still Asum Tam Marasayan. So the answer is like this. When do we apply the Halach of Khadri Khadarim? When do we apply the Halach of Khadri Khadarim? Only by Isuri Diraisa. You're not allowed to set up the what? You're not allowed to if your jacket gets totally wet on Shabbos, don't hang it in the bathroom. It's Chadri Chadorim. People are going to think maybe you did laundry. No one can see it. Who cares? Sholtin Mechamah lo keneged ha'am. Because if people see, they're going to think you did laundry on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do that. Halach l'maisa. You're not allowed to do it. Okay? You could just put it in the sun. That's all you can't do. Keneged ha'am. So the maisa, what I'm bringing out is by a malach adi raisa Yosef, there's an Isser Chadri Chadorim. By Melacha de Rabbanon, there is no din of Chadri Chadorim. What's the Lomdus? What's the Lomdus? Daniel? What did the Rav say? The Lomdus is like this. When you talk about a Melacha de Raisa, what's the Lomdus? You don't want what? You don't want to cause people to think something is okay. It's a sneef of leaf. It became Usr. The Chefsa becomes Usr. The Maisa becomes Usr. They Usr. It's kind of like a low plug. It becomes a Chefsa of the Isser. It's an extension of Leif Neivrim in Atar. So the Chum said, below Pluget, this mice is us. I don't care whether people can see it or not. So if you take the first approach that we just said, if it's a sneef of Leif Neivrim, sneef shall Leif Neivrim, said the Rav, then it's very possible that it'll Oser what afilu bechadre chadarim. Oser afilu bechadre chadarim. Because why? Because it becomes a chefse shalisser. No matter where you do that Isser, it's going to be what? It's going to be Isser. I don't care whether people can see it or not. It doesn't make a difference. Halach l'mais. Shouldn't make a difference. And therefore, that's why he said in Malach HaDiraz, it's Isser b'chadri chadar. But here, since you kicked the gutter with your foot, it's Kelach HaYad, Mar Sinai Malach HaDirabana, what's a lumdus? It's Vimnei Chashad, the second track. If it's Vimnei Chashad, which is a Dirabana, I'm going to write down, Chefs of Isser, Anisurei, D'Araisa. That's important. That was the key. Suri D'Araisa. Baranai Suri D'Rabbanan. What's the lamdis? It's Kshad. Kshad ain din b'chadre chadarim because it's an Issur D'Rabbanan. And Issur D'Rabbanan, the lamdis we said was what? Issur D'Rabbanan. It's not because I'm afraid it's going to lead people to be over to Issur. Because what's the nature of the Issur D'Rabbanan? What's the nature of Kshad? And the nature of Kshad is what? Is that people think you're being over an Issur. But they didn't answer it b'chadri chadorim. They didn't answer it b'chadri chadorim. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, if you hold it's Mar Sinai and Issur D'Araisa to accomplish chadri chadorim, you can hear that to sneak leaf to say Asur the Maisa. No matter where you did it, it's Asur. But if you're doing Mar Sinai and the Rabbanon, right? If you're doing Mar Sinai and the Rabbanon, the Mar Sinai and the Rabbanon goes to come El Nechshad. So this is a little bit of a different usage of it. You follow me? The way we were masber this Ramah and the Shach was straight up to the one or the other, right? The Rav is saying now that you could make a little bit of a nuanced difference. You could say you hold a both, but Lamaisa, not exactly the way we said it here. In other words, if you're dealing with the Surah D'Araisa of Mar Sinai, then I'll evoke the first track, it's a branch of leaf neighbor, and I'll ask you to Mechadri Chadar. If you're going to deal with Mar Sinai and the Rabbanans, so here I might say it's based on Chshad. Didn't we say before, if it's Chshad, that's only the rest of the one? That's according to who? That's according to the Ramah. The Tosis will say, no, you could have Mar Sinai and the Rabbanan, we just don't want people thinking you're doing an issue of the Rabbanan, but it definitely will not Aser Chadri Chadar. Okay, because no one can see you. So if no one can see you, they're not going to think badly of you. No one can see you do it. You follow what I'm saying? So it's a little bit of a nuanced difference, more than a nuanced difference, what the Rav is applying to our Taisus here in the Sechus Ksubis, okay? There's Taisus saying, it is Svei Dinin, but he uses it a little bit differently. He'll just say, if it's an Issur D'Araisa, the mechanics is the branch of Lif Ne'iver, because the Chefs of Issur, if it's Issur D'Rabbanan, the mechanics are Chshad, it'll only be us when people can see you. But if it's Ba'ofin Shechadri Chadarim, it's not going to be Mutter. You hear what I'm saying? This is what we said over in the Chabur. The Rav said both are right, but it's using it differently, Taisus is saying. You follow what I mean? Okay. So this brings us to Nachlas Svi. Who's the Nachlas Svi in Shulchan Aruch? Nachlas Svi says an amazing thing. Nachlas Svi, to defend the Ramah, says, you know, where's he eating the chicken schnitzel with the almond milk? In his own home. That's considered to be Betzina, he says. He says that's considered to be Betzina. Betzina, there's no Mar Sinai. There's no Chadri Chadarim. They know for sure what it is, that it's almond milk. So that's what the Ramah says. Meaning the Shach says, what are you talking about? Of course Mar Sinai applies to Issur D'Rabbanan. The Ramah says, oh, of course I agree with that. This is different than the Rav. Please get it down. The Rav's not saying like the Nachlas Svi. Nachlas Svi says, no. The Ramah is masking to the Shach, Yossi. Yes? That everyone agrees there's Mar Sinai and Issur D'Rabbanan. The question is, the Ramah says, I don't believe in a house that's called Chadri Chadarim. And there's no din of what is Chadri Chadarim and Issur D'Rabbanan. And the Shach will say no. The Shach will consider in your house, consider to be not Betzina. And therefore, Lamaisa, you could pinch and hold the Machlekes and say that the Ramah and Shach both hold that there's Mar Sinai and Issur D'Rabbanan. The question is, and there's no din of Chadri Chadarim. The question is this called Chadri Chadarim or not? According to Nachlas Svi, that's the Machlekes. Okay? That's the pshat according to Nachlas Svi. Now it's interesting. The Rosh and Shabbos, as I said, Perichavei Simin Tes, holds also Lamaisa this pshat. Lamaisa, he holds also this pshat that it's considered to be by Issur D'Araisa. We ask the Chadri Chadarim and Issur D'Rabbanan not, and that's what he wants to tie in. The Ramah is talking about Chadri Chadarim, and therefore it's considered to be mutter. So that's a different way of being ma'az with the machlaikas. I want you to just get down. Nachlas Svi, the machlaikas is a different shot. Nachlas Svi, machlaikas is Isurit Bar Sinai and the Rabbanon, Mar Sinai, Aser, Afilu with the Rabbanon. According to both, Filu be Isur the Rabbanon. The question is B'nai Beso B'tzin or not? B'nai Beso, Tzina, or Lo? That's the machlaikas. Between the Ramah against the Shachash and the Marashah. Okay? That's how Nachlas Svi says. Now, this is against the Kaf HaChaim. What does the Kaf HaChaim say? The Kafachaim in Orachaim Simon Shin Aleph Sifkot Reish Samach Aleph. Shin Aleph Sifkot Reish Samach. He says, quote from a Prima Godim in Mishpasot Zav Simon Tof Kuf Sifkot Aleph, that B'nai Beso is also Usher Mar Sayin. He says, Befeirish. The Kafachaim, the Shem, the Prima Godim, Shem, Prima Godim says, Befeirish, that it's considered, B'nai Bias is considered definitely. Lo bitzina. Bitzina means no one can see it. I don't care, even your family. No one can see your family. No one can see it, even your family. That's considered to be, B'nai Beis lo bitzina, people can see it, and therefore he argues. So we have this machloikis between who? Between the lomdis, the pashup shot, the rov want to say, and then you have the nachlasi that pigeonholes it. The classical way of being masbrid is that it's a fundamental machloikis, is there mar sayin and isru the rabbon. Which is a tremendous, tremendous machloikis. Okay, now this leads us to the Rambam and the Raivi. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tiv, in Pirakei Halacha Dalet, Eimolichinis Asulim Shal Shubach Mishubach L'Shubach Bershus Rabim, Shemayomer L'Sakin Gagahu Molichin. In brackets, Alva Bershus Yochid Mutter. Af Mishkomok Shosh Chomim Neymar San Afid Bechaber Chanarim Osir, Kanei Tirim Neisimchus Yom Tiv. What's the case? You know they have these dovecotes? So you move the ladder from dovecote to dovecote on Yontif. People say you're not allowed to do because people think you're trying to fix the what? Fix the roof, not trying to get the birds. You can't get the birds in Shechtim. For Yontif, because Yontif is motor Shechtim. So you're not allowed to do it in public, but in private you're allowed to do it. Why? I thought, Komok is also coming there, Arzam, the Afil B'chadichanim, Ram says, Simchus Yontif beats it out. Simchus Yontif allows it privately. And the Ravid is holding. So Rav Kanach Shlitid was Masbir, that the Rambam holds that there are two elements in Mar Sinai, the Farhesia. What are the two elements? Either that what? People think you're a bad guy, or people it's going to pseudo to believe them. That's called an Isser Klali, a general Isser. What's the Isser Prati? That they made it a Chefsa of Isser, this Maisa. So he wants to say that in private place, seen it, that's only an Isser Prati. So you're allowed to take the ladder from place to place as long as no one can see you, because the Isser Mar Sinai of taking the Sulam in a private place is an Isser Prati. Simchus Yontif is also a mitzvah Prati. So Simchus Yontif matters the Isser Prati. But Farhesia, which is a general Isser, Simchus Yontif can't speak to that. Simchus Yontif cannot allow that. Because it's a general Isser that you might cause other people to think you're doing something, might cause other people to do something wrong, or people think badly of you. That Simchus Yontif can't speak to, and Simchus Yontif can't matter that. So if Ganak wanted to say, Shlita, that's the Pshat in our Taisis and Ksubis. When do you say Chadrach Hanarim is also only by Yisur D'Yeraisa? By Chadrach Hanarim, there's no Isser Klali of Mar Sinai, it's Isser Prati. So the Chum only made an Isser Prati on Mar Sinai that is Yisur D'Yeraisa. They only made Isser Prati on a Mar Sinai by an Isser D'Yeraisa. That's how he wanted to say it. And he added on that maybe you could say that the Nachla Svi wasn't saying a general din whether B'nai Beso is considered Bitsin or not. That's the Machlekes. Then maybe he only meant to say by Basar B'chol of Mindurabonim. The Ramah says there's no Isser Chadri Chadarim because Basar B'chol of the Rabbanim is not an Isser Chefsa. It's only Isser Gavra. Right? Because the Nesiva says all Isser the Rabbanim are in the Gavra. So it could be they weren't on Misak and Isser Prati Mar Sinai only by Isser Chefsa. But since Basar B'chol of Mindurabonim, chicken and milk was only Isser Gavra, they did not tag onto it the Chadri Chadarim. Because Chadri Chadarim they only put about an Isser Chefsa. This is an Isser Gavra. And maybe the Shach B'Shem the Marashal said no. Maybe the Shach and maybe the Shach B'Shem the Marashah says they put it even on Isuri Gavra, maybe. That's how you be Masbrit according to Nachla Svi. Maybe. Maybe that's a way of saying it. Okay, so that's the Mahalik. We got it. And the truth is, you look in Rashi's, Rashi sows for himself. Rashi, remember we said in Chulin and Krisis we read? What did he say? He said the issue is going to lead people to do it. If you look in the other two places, let's look in Shabbos. Samach Dalim and Beis Dirmaskal Kol. If you look in Rashi and Shabbos, Samach Dalim and Beis Dirmaskal Kol, Rashi says people think bad of you. Doesn't see it's going to lead people. Rashi says, in Dirmaskal Kol, Rashi says that Kol Shasha Chamishu Marasayim Shulyakshadu Isser Kagon Shiryon Ksada Megafayim Olo Yikshar Gamalim Zebezeh Mesikazal Lechingah. It looks bad. It looks like people think badly about you. And Rashi says in Avodah Zarah B'daf Yud Beis. Rashi says by Avodah Zarah B'daf Yud Beis. Also, Lamaisa. Rashi says the Therish also that people think badly. So you got two Rashi saying this, the branch of leaf favor, and two Rashi saying, I think there's another Rashi, if I remember correctly, that the Sefer Chedves Hashem quotes. Rashi of Avodah Zarah D'Masko Kol also says that it looks bad. So this is not going to lead people. There's another Rashi, if I remember, in Chulin, Agabi the Ben Pakua, also is Mashma, that it's going to lead you to what? Lead you to be over in Israel. If I remember, I think it was Samach Talon and Beis, or was it Ayin Haim and Beis? Rashi says this word, Mamaisa, that it's a problem of leading people to doing an Israel. To find the Sefer Chedves Hashem quotes it, Ben Pakua here. Okay, we'll have to find the exact Rashi, but if I'm not mistaken, there's another Rashi here that it seems to imply it's going to lead people to like that Rashi earlier we said in Chulun. Okay, he is talking about Mafra Zagabe Kark here, but we have to look to see which Rashi it is. Blinetta will have to track that down. Okay, so that's the Mahalach on what? That's the Mahalach on Marasayim, we finished. Okay, let's now begin the Lashon HaGemara. Okay, and then we got to go to Chinuch. We'll finish up with the Mahalach of Yitzchak Kol. Let's see the Gemara here with the Taisus. Here's the first line. The Gemara begins the Shav, and we'll get into it more tomorrow, B'Zishem. But Ibailu Ma'u Livol B'Tchilu the Shabbos. The Gemara poses the Shiloh, can a man have beer Rishon on Shabbos or not? Dam Nifkad Pocket. Do we view the blood inside as a packet? It's like a packet. Or chibur mechbar, or do we view it as chibur mechbar? Okay? Now, you can't have a shaila in mitzias. In Gemara, we don't have a shaila in mitzias. The question is how you interpret it. So, we have to discuss that more tomorrow. But I'm just saying, we have to lump the size. You can't have a shaila in mitzias like our Rebbe or Baron Soloveitch, as that's all said. Whether oxen are tame or not, the Gemara's a machlekes above a commentate vavamanav, just go ask a zoologist, he said. You know what the zoologist will tell you? He'll tell you that 50% of the oxen in the world are tame. So does that mean you deem them as all tame? Or do you say you need 51%? Machlekes Yolam, this is how you interpret the results. Does Machlekes Chomer B'Yochem Enuri, is rice considered a ferment? So you do the laboratory results, and then you'll see what, based on the results, how you interpret that. Is that halakhically called fermentation? Okay? No, that's lumdicizing. Again, you're lumdicizing the Metzias. Very important message. So here we have to say how we lumdicize. Tomorrow we'll say it. Sukkos David asks our kasha. Sukkos David asks our kasha. But no matter what, we're going to have to lumdicize. It can't be shalom mitzias. Yes, go ahead, Yosef.
Does that just apply to the Gemara or every, like,
all over Shas? Yeah.
Shas, but like Rabbanon nowadays, can they have a machlokas mitzias? Because the mitzias changed?
Yeah, I mean, you could have in the poskim, but I mean, it's not really a machlokas. You know, just like you're talking about two different cases.
Like you were mentioning before about the length of an amma, they have the foundations of the base of Megdash now. They could measure that and see exactly whose amma is.
They have the foundations of the base of Megdash?
And, well, you can see on the Harbias exactly where they stopped.
Yeah, it's hard to get up there, though. You can't get up there.
No, you don't have to get up there. You can just measure the wall.
That's a good question. Why would you just check it, you mean?
They have the dimensions of the wall.
But that was what did they actually do in the base of Megdash? Which sheet did they follow, you mean?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I guess
it has to be Remeir Rebute. I guess you'd have to decipher it. Right. You'd have to decipher it. It's a good point. But Lamaisin, it's a good point when you're saying, Avram, we'll have to discuss it because David asked our kasha. But we never want to have a Machlekes. But what I want to bring out here, Machlekes and Metzias, we can have a Machlekes and a Lomdus. So if it's Mefkid Pocket, it's Mutter on Shabbos, if it's Chiburi Mechbar, it's part of the skin, it's Asr. Okay? So what I want to just focus on is the Shiloh, and then, as I said, tomorrow, B'Zishem, we'll get more involved in it. Let's just look at Rashi, okay? Yossi, why don't you read the Rashi? Ma'o livo v'tchila daniel, you got the Gemara? You have the Gemara on the computer, or you want a separate Gemara?
I know.
You have a Gemara? Okay, go ahead. Ibailu ma'o livo v'tchila, go ahead.
So ma'o livo v'tchila, so lo shmiya lehu hach masnisan de la'el.
Oh, you have to say we didn't know the Brises earlier. Which Brises? The Brises on Gimel and Medbez that said Beferish. You're not allowed to have Bia Friday night because of Chabura. It's an explicit Brisa. You don't remember that? On Gimel Amud Beis, it said in the Brisa in the middle, it said, Mafrish is a chosim nekal le shabbos tchil neshu osa Chabura.
Straight out.
So Rashi says... What'd you say?
Didn't we try to reject that?
No, we didn't reject. It's Beferish and the Brisa.
We said the same way, there's another reason why.
No, no, when we discuss Shechitas Menoh, but that price itself says Beferish Kabul. Right? Go ahead. Inami. So you have to say we didn't know that price. Inami.
Inami Shmiya Lehu Magai Lehu Halacha In Halacha.
Yeah, we do know the price. We want to know whether Paskin like it or not. That's the Shaila. Yes? That's the Shaila of our Gemara. Ibailu, Mao Livo Beskilu Beshabbos. That's the Shaila. Don't we already know that it's Usser? So one answer Rashi says we don't know the price in Gemara Beis. Second price, even if we know it, we don't know whether you Paskin like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just finish up the. Go ahead.
Nifka Pakin. It's
like a packet with the blood in it. They know what?
It's
not absorbed in the walls of the womb. Lios Yitziyasai de Chabure.
Ella Shah Pesach.
Right, it's like the door is locked in front of it, and the blood comes out. Posim lo v'yotze. Go ahead. Right, so that would be Nisr Chabola. So Rashi answers, this is what I want to just focus on today, as I said, how can you oppose the Shiloh? We had a Beferish or Brysa. Two answers, Rashi says. Number one, either you don't know the Brysa, or number two, we knew the Brysa, we don't know what the Paskin like. Because you're Paskin like a beauty, the Rosh Miskavin is also like the Ramban said, then it's also. But if you hold like a Shimon, it's Mutta. We don't hold like that Brysa. Let's look at the Tosos, guys. Okay? Let's look at the Tosos. Go ahead.
So, Ma, I should
go. Yeah, go ahead.
Ma libo v'tchila b'shabes, afa gad t'tiknu sh'tehei b'stula n'seis b'revi, v'kol makom im ira lo sh'loba b'lo chamishi, lo chaya b'tcham mahamten ad yom chamishi.
You don't have to wait till next week.
Oh, at Yom Beis.
Oh, until Yom Beis, Sunday night, the ball, or you go to Beis in the morning. Right, you're not mechuyev to go wait till next week, and that's why it's asking. You didn't have beer with her, so is it mutter to be baller on Shabbos? Can you wait till Friday night and bowl her? Go ahead, Afagav.
Afagav, Tanya de El, Mafish Chasen Akala, Lele Shabbos.
Oh, even though, it said Beferish, it's Osir. Go ahead. And there was another Brysa. What was the other Brysa? What was the other Brysa? The other Brysa was what? Was in, on the middle of Dalet Amud Aleph, right? It said, Tani Kavasar of Yochanan. The end of the Brysa, it said, Benkach Ubenkach, Lo Yivo, Lo Ber of Shabbos, Lo Matzoi Shabbos. Yeah, go ahead. What do you do with those? So go ahead.
So, Beresh Bekuntres, the Lo Have Yada.
Arsh Gemara says we didn't know the Brysa. The Gemara in Hain of Eze opposed the Shav didn't know those Brysas. Go ahead. Boy, Heichi. How's the halacha? Go ahead. Right, and then we're asking who do we pass on? Do we pass on Rabbi Yudah that it's us or Holy Geshem that it's Mutter? Miu. He says, I got to tell you something. I don't really like that shot of Rashi. That he didn't know. Actually, Rashi didn't bring up that Brysa, did he? Rashi only brought up. He didn't actually tell you which one he was talking about. But he just says it's hard for him to imagine. What does he say? You have to say that he didn't know that Brysa. Go ahead.
The Chayshinan Shema Yishkat Ben Of.
Right, because Chayshinan Shema Ben Of was the same Brysa of Benkach Benkach, right? Mm-hmm. That's how we were Masber. Why it's Benkach Benkach? Because Shema Yishkat Ben Of. So you have to say that what? That he didn't know that Brysa. Why?
Yeah, the Yadala, Maikami Baile.
Because if he knew that Brysa, what's the Shaila? Maikami Baile. Go ahead.
Rabbi
Yudah and Shimon weren't arguing on Shem Yishkel Ben Of. They're arguing whether the Darush Miskavin Toss or Mutter. But they can both hold the Shem Yishkel Ben Of, right? It doesn't show, it doesn't prove anything. So it must be they didn't know it, Mamaisa. Go ahead.
Hadalo Pashit Nene Lebesof, Mishim Dimishak.
So why don't we bring in the question of Shochet Ben Of in this Shaila that we're asking here to prove the answer? Because we find other Tanaim that deny it. Right? We find another Tanaim that deny this concept, Shem Yishkel Ben Of. Remember we said that? We find many Tanaim that what? That deny Shem Yishkel Ben Of. Completely they deny it. The Gemara in Gimel and Beis didn't say a word about it, did it? Not one word about it did it say it. The Gemara Paskins on Zayim Enough that it's Mutter doesn't mention Yishkel Ben Of. The Gemara doesn't mention in Gimel and Beis that it's Asavish and Shema Yishkel Ben Of. So therefore, Lamaisa, you have to say that Lamaisa, this second Brysa was not known. Because if they knew of it, they should have quoted it. Lamaisa. Vadalo Pashimene Levesofa. Why did the Gemara what? Decide that it's Asar based on what? Shema Yishkel Ben Of. Because we find other Tanaim that Taka what? that talk argue on it, that don't hold of it. So therefore, it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be conclusive, right? And therefore, we're not going to code it. It doesn't mean Myler and Moirit. So how do you summarize the Rashi and the Taisus? Before we get to the other Yishonim, then we got to get to the Mahalach of Chinuch. How do we get to the, what do you say? So you have to say what? And that's what he means. We don't push in the Maskana these Bryces Lubiskov, even though the Amora and the Maskana knew these Bryces. Because there are other Bryces that argue, and we're not close to the Shem Yishchavinov. Okay? Yes? You got me? So that's why we don't have a little Poshit Mine. When he says Allah Poshit Mine, it means what? From which which one does he mean? The end of the Tosafot, when he says that which we don't answer from what? What does he mean? What? But Benof or the other Bryces? Right? I guess what you have to say is no. What's the second shot of Tosos? Rashi had two pshat. Number one, they didn't know. What's number two? They knew no, but we didn't know how to paskin. So he says that second Bryce, you got to say they didn't know. Why? Because Shem Yishchum Benof is not an issue of Dorish Miskavin or not. Right? You could still hold Dorish Miskavin's mutter and goes to Shem Yishchum Benof and be up. So you have to say you didn't know it. So I think what it Tosos means at the end, Adelo Poshit Minei, Libesof means why were we Poshit from the what? Because we're going like the second answer, Yossi, that we did know about the Brysa. At least the first Brysa. So why didn't we answer from the first Brysa? Because there are other Tanoim that argue on it. That's why. We find other Brysas that argue on that Brysa. I'm saying, Vahadalo Poshim and Eilu B'Sof doesn't mean Shem Yishol Benof. That Brysa, we said he didn't know. But the first Brysa, we said he didn't know. So why didn't you post it from it? Because there are other Brysas that are Cholik on it. Other Tanoim say that it's not Asa Atzchabur. You follow me, Yossi? You understand what I'm saying? What does he mean in the end when he says, Hadlo Poshit Mine? This is based on the Inami. What's the Inami?
What was the first
Brysa, though? There are two Brysas. Mafrish is Chosim and Akal Neisho Sechabure. And the second one is Benov Ben Kachabenka, which is Shem Yishlo Benov.
So
when he says that they knew it, you can't say he knew the second Brysa, because they knew the second Brysa. You should have quoted Shem Yishlo Benov, because that doesn't speak to Rabbi Rabbi Shimon. You can still say Dabar Shem Yishlo Mutter and Asr based on Shem Yishlo Benov.
So the second answer, he knows the first Brysa, but not the second.
Right, so if he knows the first Brysa, why didn't they post it from the first Brysa? V'hadalo Poshim Minei, because all the Tanoim argue on that first Brysa. That's why. That's what he means. V'hadalo Poshim Minei, l'beso b'shem meshka Tanoi de pli yala. Okay? Go quickly, Daniel, yeah.
When I read it, I heard that sometimes they, when it says the halacha is like so-and-so, they put that in much later.
That's the Saburoim. Some say the Saburoim wrote that.
So I thought maybe, like it said, that why don't, when we actually say the halacha, why don't we bring up Shema Yishlo Benof? Because by now we know that there are Tanoim who argue, unless there are no Tanoim that argue.
No, but he doesn't mean Shema Yishlo Benof, because you just said we don't know it.
Right, but that's at the beginning. I thought maybe at the end, when it's actually talking about the halacha l'maisa, maybe if that was brought in later.
It could be. So you're saying it means also that in the Psak? It could be. I thought it just meant in regarding quoting it straight up before we get to that. We had a whole mahalach why we don't hold Shema Yishlo Benof. We see that we don't hold of it l'maisa in that sugi.
Right.
We paskin, we're not chayshish for it. Correct. More didn't bring it up. Okay, let's get to the other Rishonim on this, and then we got to get to the Mahalach about Chinuch and when it's in Rabbi Yitzchak Goberschlit. Lamaisa, let's get this. There are two kashas that we have to understand. How to understand? How could the Gemara propose this question? Can you have beer Rishon on Shabbos against the Mishnah? Mishnah says Wednesday night. No? Our Mishnah says Wednesday night. How do you ask the Shiloh? How do you ask the Shiloh? Oh, but I'm saying that Tosis is asking this question. That's what Tosis is asking. So what is Tosis' answer?
He didn't
know it. Tosis' answer is no.
No,
the Mishnah we knew. Tosis says the Mishnah we knew. They got married on Wednesday, but it happened in Abia with her till Shabbos. So the Shiloh is, do you have to wait till next week? So the answer is no. The answer is that he can be bald b'chol yom shiurtza. That's the question. So the Tos HaRosh proves, I want you to get this. It's clear that you don't have to wait till next week. What's the Raya you have to wait till next week? What's the Raya you have to wait till next week? Because the Chos is Pater from Kriyash but for 4 nights after Nisuin. It says on Vavim and Beis. He wasn't Bowler the first night because he's worried about being Bowler. So he won't be able to have it properly to Kriyash Ma. If the Chum waited, make him wait till next week, there's no way that he's going to be Pater the whole week. Why would he Pater for those 4 days? He can't be bowler. He's not going to be bowler in the next week. So obviously, he doesn't have to wait a week. And therefore, if he marries her and doesn't have bia, The Chum said he can hit bowler any day that he wants. And the reason why the Chum did not make you wait a week is, you know why? Because if you're married with her for a week, you've created a close relationship with her, libo gospel, and you don't care. Even if you live with her and she turns out to be a ba'ula, you'll still stick with her. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes. Please get it. That's the assumption why we won't wait another week, why we don't make another week. Chassam Sofer says, libo gospel, that the creator of a relationship, and even if he would find her to be a ba'ula, he wouldn't take her to Beis Din. So therefore, if he didn't have married or didn't have bia, we let him do the bia any night he wants, even Shabbos, even Friday night.
They're worried that even if she's not masula, he might not go into...
If they make him wait a week, correct, it'll offset the whole takanas mishnah, correct. So that's one mahalach. Please get it. The tais arush with the chassam sofer. That's one mahalach. Second mahalach is the shita b'kubetz says quotes b'shem tamid rabbeinu yoyne that the suffix of the gemara here is. Where they sit every day. They sit every day. And if the Gemara said in Gimel Amraf, they sit every day. You can have B every day. Kevin Shalom Machrosso Yochalov Olebezin. You can have B every day. Something the Gemara is you can have B every day. And because tomorrow you can go take him, you can go to Bezin. Because they meet every day. However, Halacha Lamaisa, Bezin doesn't meet on Shabbos. Nevertheless, if he has B a Friday night, Friday night to Sunday morning, we assume he won't be what? Won't calm down. They'll still be upset. So the Shita Megubetz, it says, it's Talia and the Machlag Yerushalayim. You remember the Machlag Yerushalayim had? When you get married on Wednesday night, can the Bia be Tuesday night? Remember Tuesday night is Wednesday? You get married Tuesday night, Halakhli, which is Wednesday, I'll be then. Can you be bowler that night, or do you have to wait till Wednesday night to be bowler? So if you all like the Rishonim from Tuesday night to Thursday morning, you won't calm down. He'll still be angry, then it makes sense. But if you all like to be shown that the meant that B has got to be the night before to go to Beis Din, then Halacha L'maisa, you will not be able to have B a Friday night because we're afraid from Friday night to Sunday morning you'll calm down. So that's the second Mahalach that Shita Megubetz says, Vashem Tamid Rabbeinu Yoni. Yes, Avraham.
Didn't we say earlier, on that Beis, that he can still bring a kol on Shabbos? He could go to...
Oh, we're going to get to that. It's another teretz. Well said. But this is the approach that he wants to take to Shita Vashem Tamid Rabbeinu Yoni. We're going to get to yours very well. Excellent. Then a third shot, the Shita Megubetz says, like Avraham was mechaving, that the Tyson Gimel Amaral said, you can always gather three guys together on Shabbos and register your complaint. So he says, no problem, you can be bowler Friday night. Because if you don't find Sulin Friday night, you'll gather three guys together. At least you'll register the complaint. And then he goes Sunday morning. So he says that we're dealing with a case where it is not Kavua. There's no Kavua Yom Kavua Yeshiva's Basin, like Tosa said. Everything's ad hoc. So you can ad hoc and get three guys. So that's another svara that we could say, halacha l'maisa, that we're not uprooting the takana of the Mishnah. Three mahalachim done here. Why we're not uprooting the takana of the Mishnah? The first shot was what? The first shot was that he didn't have beer with her, l'maisa. He didn't have beer with her Wednesday night. He had beer with her any day that he wants. Not make him wait till next week because that will offset the Mishnah. This one offset the Mishnah. Second shot, shimush b'shem tabinu rabbeinu yayinu. Is that it depends on the day. Can you have bia Tuesday night, or do you have to have the bia Wednesday night? Then you can hold, if you only can have the bia Tuesday night, it won't cool down on Thursday morning. You have the bia Friday night, take it to Beis Din Sunday morning. Not a problem. So you're not uprooting the takana of the Beis Din. The takana is maybe to be able to take her to Beis Din without cooling down. The third shot is like Avraham is mechavin, shita megubetz b'shem yesh shetirtzu. That we're dealing with a situation in time where Beis Din was not kavu any day. Could gather three guys together, even on Shabbos, register the time, and then take her to Beis Din Sunday morning. And then the last shot is the Chassam Sofer. Please get it. Chassam Sofer answers Tosfos Kasha that the Sofer of the Gemara is dealing with an Almana B'sula. What's an Almana B'sula? Her husband died before he lived with her. She's not mechuyev to get married until on Wednesday, Dafka. So the Gemara's Mistapek is a mutter to have B on Shabbos. An Almana B'sula. Can you have B Rishon on Shabbos? In the Yushalmi, it says Beferish, even Almana B'sula gets married Dafka on Wednesday. So the Bavli, though, is saying no, the Chassam Sofer. The Bible is answering Taisa's Kasha. The Chassam Sofer says, the Sofer of the Gemara is an Almana B'sula. An Almana B'sula never was married but never lived with a man, never lived with him. She became a widow. Are you mechuyev to get married Dafka on Wednesday or you can have to be another day? Bless you. The Yushami says, Beferish, you're mechuyev on what Wednesday? Okay. That's that Nakuda. And the second Kasha is, why wasn't the Gemara posted from the Brises earlier? So he said, Rashi said either the Gemara didn't know it or the Gemara knew it. And the Gemara wants to know how we paskin. Taisus didn't like that because according to the second Teretz, Why didn't the Gemara post it the Brisa from Dalet and Beis Benkach or Benkach? So Lamaisa, which is said because of Ben Oph. So he says, even though the Tanaim argued the Gidriya Shabbos, but they could still hold the Darshim Eskavit to look at the whole Gzeresh Ben Oph. So he says, you have to say the Gemara didn't know the Brisa. Let's just get this Nakuda with the Ramban, and then we'll go to the Mahalach and Chinuch. The Ramban says that the Gemara never was poshet the Isra to be boiled the Shabbos from the Brisa of Ben Oph. The Gemara never was poshet that it's usher to be boiled the Shabbos from the Brisa of Ben Oph. You follow what I'm saying? The Gemara never was poshet that it's usher to be boiled from the Brisa of Ben Oph, because the Brisa is not la'alacha. How do you prove it's not la'alacha? Because on Gimel and Av, only said Chabur, it said nothing about Ben Oph. And the Gemara in Zion and Al-Pasas were not usher because of Chabur. Mela, there's no usher of Ben Oph. And Rabbi Kivager answers Toys' Kasha like that. He says he doesn't understand why didn't Toys didn't say that Teretz. But it's clear, Lamaisa, that the Gemara was not going to pass because we don't hold the Ben Oph. That's it. So I would answer Rabbi Kivager's Kasha, perhaps, but to Rabbi sure. Kivager, the Gadol Ador, one of the Goni Ador. But I would answer Toys wasn't asking me then Ben Oph. Toys, what was the Lashon of Toys? Toys was saying at the end of the Toys, he said, why do we answer from Gimel and Beis? That's he wasn't talking about Ben Oph, Lamaisa. He was asking, why didn't it Ben Oph? Lamaisa. I don't think that's what he says. He doesn't understand what Taisa's Kasha was. Why didn't Taisa give that answer, Lamaisa? Why didn't Gemara give that answer? We don't hold of the Ben Oph. Okay? So Lamaisa, I'm saying, he said, if I love Pashman from Gimel and Beis, he didn't mention it because other Tanoim argue on that. Halacha Lamaisa. He's asking Lamaisa, why didn't Rabbi Kivager doesn't understand why Taisa didn't answer that kasha. Lamaisa said that we don't hold the Ben Oph. Okay, could be. That's what Rabbi Kivager wants to say. I'm saying that he was saying that we knew of the second Brisa. We knew of the second Brisa because even though Darshan Kamutri could answer it, so Taisa is saying you have to say no that he didn't know that second Brisa. Allah Lamaisa. Rabbi Kivager just points out, I can't say he knew it, but they didn't hold of it. Okay. I'm saying in the Pshat and Taisis, he wasn't asking about La Pashman and Shochet Ben Oph. He was asking, why do we answer from Gimel Beis? Which you knew that, Bryce. Ben Oph is saying, we don't know. Rabbi Kivager is saying, why do you have to say you don't know? You knew it, but we don't hold like it. Okay, that's a beautiful Nakuda, Rabbi Kivager. I'm saying what La Pashman and Taisis means, why weren't we Pashman and Gimel Beis? We don't, Lamaisa, you said we know it. The answer is other Tanoim argue on it. Okay. Fine, now let's get to the Mahalach and Chinuch and we'll go back to tomorrow. This is Shem. Bitsa Govich, sleeping one of my Rebbeim, 30 years with Rebbe and Shalbim, Rav Tzvoi, Goin. If you look in the Parsha, in all of our Shas, we normally assume the mitzvah of Chinuch is a mitzvah mit Rabban. Chinuch, to educate the kids, is a mitzvah mit Rabban. Because usually we assume the famous Pasuk in Mishlei says, Chanoch Lanar. Alpi Darko. What is the end of the pasuk? Ki lo yasur ziknu mimenu.
Gam
ki yasur.
Gam ki yaskin lo yasur mimenu, I think.
Yeah? Is that the lashon?
Ki yaskin lo yasur mimenu, I think.
Say it again.
Gam ki yaskin.
Gam ki yaskin lo yasur mimenu. Correct. So pasuk in Mishlei, in Pirakov Beis, pasuk Vav. Excellent. We're going to get back to that second phrase that people don't really focus on. So the truth is, we always point out on Machlekes Dabal, I'm more Rebar Shmoni, if a mitzvah mentioned with Divrei Kabbalah, does it have the status of being Deoraisa or not? Is Divrei Kabbalah like Divrei Torah Domi or not? So generally we assume it's not. And that's a good proof of that is that generally we assume Chinuch is a mitzvah of the Rabbanan. But if you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudit, it quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Miyuchas. What does Rabbeinu Miyuchas say? Rabbeinu Miyuchas says, Rabbeinu Miyucha says, "Lama ki yadativ." In yesterday's parshah said ki yadativ, "Lama nashir yitzav abonav." That there's a mitzvah of chinuch that is min atayrif ki yadativ. That you should know how to what the mitzvah of your bonav because of the mitzvah shem. You should educate them. So the Rabbeinu Miyucha is a collective zayin. He holds the mitzvah of chinuch of diray. So if it's a gober quarter from Moshe Vayishliti. That the general values of Torah mitzvahs that you want to convey to your kids, that's the Raisa. But the details of the mitzvahs, that's the Rabbanon. The details of the mitzvahs, that's the Rabbanon. That's what you want to tell you. But the generalities are what are in the Torah. So it could be, it could very well be that if you look in the Parsha, yesterday's Parsha, what does it say when he said prepare the animal for the guests? What did he say? To prepare the animal for the guests? He gave it to the Nar. Who is the Nar? Yishmael. It's interesting. Interesting that Yishmael, he said, Kedei lechancho b'mitzvah, so b'feresh Rashi. Rashi and the Parsha. We got to know Rashi's on the Parsha for sure. Shas and Rashi's on the Torah, of course. Lechancho b'mitzvah. Yishmael is already 13. Yeshiva is a kind of chinuch that doesn't end when the guy becomes a bar mitzvah. What does that mean? The chinuch after the guy's a bar mitzvah is the general values, the generalities, the hashkofas ha'ilub, the hashkofas ha'teirin. That applies even after the guy's what? Even if the guy's a gadol. There's still such an important concept. And therefore, kedei lechancho b'mitzvah was Yishmael. And that's what we're trying to convey. That applies for a lifetime. It never ends. The details, that ends when the guy becomes a bar mitzvah. Now, interesting. If you noticed earlier in the psukim, you noticed earlier, this was by, you know, the bakar, right? When he said, run to the bakar, he said, they get him. Now, what did he say a few psukim earlier by, yukach na ma'at mayim? Yukach na ma'at mayim. What was that? Anyone recall?
Washing your feet from, like, dust.
Yeah, but what's Yukach na Mamai? He did it through a shliach. Avram Avinu seemed to have done it through a shliach, no? Rashi, what is Rashi saying that, Rashi? It's a hard Rashi. Rashi says because he did it through a shliach, Hashem sent us water through a shliach. Meaning, in the Mon, he gave it to us directly. When the water in the desert, we had to get it through the rock. Through Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock. It wasn't directly Min HaShamayim. It was a shtickel of an onish. You follow me? Yukach not mat mayim. So what's going on here? By Yishmael is a good thing he had another guy do it. Kedei lechancho b'mitzvah. Here though is a shtickel onish here. So Reb Moshe writes in the Sefer Zatzal, the Drash Moshe, amazing vort. You know what he says? He says it might have been better for them to get the water through a shliach. It might have been better, but when it comes to ben adam l'chaveru, the ikar is not the goal. The ikar is the process. And people might think that Avami was looked lazy by not doing it himself. So Memela, we got a little bit of an onish, Lamaisa. Even though he meant well, it might have been better for the guests to get quicker, but he should have been concerned about the process. It might have looked bad. And that is why we got the water only through a rock. Whereas a few psukim later, you have to add on, says Rabbi Yitzchak Goldberg with his son, David, Lamaisa. His son came also with him as a Rebbe in the yeshiva in the Kailu. You have to add on already. This is already Avram Avinu ran Ratzel HaBakar. Remember the puzzles? He ran himself. He's already showed that what? He's already showed that he's doing leading by example. So if he wants to finish the deal, then he can get the what? Then he can get the Nar involved. But if you're not involved at all from the beginning, it looks bad. You follow me? Looks that maybe people might say you're lazy. So that HaBakar, since he already was involved, he didn't have to worry about it. You follow me? So Memeili, you see a tremendous vort here. And the vort is chinuch b'mitzvahs. Chinuch b'mitzvahs, the general and the details. And this leads us to step further. The Tosfos Shonim in Maseches Yuma, the Daf Pei Beizim and Beis, says the following. He quotes a Gemara in Maseches Nazir that says, a mother has no mitzvahs of chinuch on her kids. Ein mitzvahs chinuch ein al bonim. There is no mitzvah of chinuch at all. Only for a father, not the son. You follow me? Only for a father, not for a mother. There's no mitzvah of chinuch, says the Tosfos Shonim based on Gemara and Nazir, Bedaf Kof Tes. Yossi, you got it? There's no mitzvah of chinuch at all for an ein al bonim. Okay? No mitzvah of chinuch b'chlal. This is quite difficult because there is a Gemara in Maseches Sukkah. Ah, very good, Yosef. It says Beferish in the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says Beferish. The Gemara in Sukkah says Beferish that Helene Amalekid sat in Sukkah with her seven sons. Seemingly, She saw to it that what? That everything got done. Now, how big was her sukkah? Higher than 20 amas. There's a machlokes in Rebbe Yehuda in the Chacham in the Mishnah with a sukkah that's higher than 20 amas, 30 feet, amas, a foot and a half, let's say, is kosher. Gemara says, well, Helene Amaka sat in her sukkah with seven kids. Isn't that a clear raya that it's kosher like Rebbe Yehuda? So, isn't that showing that a mother's mechuyev in chinuch? You hear the kasha? That's what the Tosh Yishonim asks on the Maseches, on the Gemara Nazar. This is a Tosh Yishonim, in fact, a kasha. Stark a kasha. Everyone got it? Avram? How can you tell me a woman's mother's patron from sukkah? Yes, you got it down. You got it the ikar, which you got me? The mother, Lamaisa's patron from chinuch, Gemara Nazar, how could you tell me that she sits in sukkah with the mashma that she's mechuyev in chinuch? Loshnak more. She's sitting there with him.
Why does that mean? Maybe she just wants to
go there. Okay. It says, I'll tell you why it says, I'm rebuted. Maisa Malka Balucha, I says, Sukasa Kavov Mamma, how you skin the Khosy Yotlasham, Lomalo Dover, Amro Misham Rai, Shai Sapayokturminasuka. I'm gonna low shiva bottom of law. Voko Marcel Wasser Alpika Homin. Lamely missed the vote, Comasalas of Pichacham, Akikamalu, Hitam Rabonim, Hayu, Hiritom Rabonim, Tanam, Hayu, Tanam, and Mesuka came in Shishiva, Yashalav, Guachin and Sarklimo, Kitim Kachin and Sarklim, Rabonim, Hive, Yid Rabonim, Mishaka, Tasra, O Comasalas of Pichacham. She's sitting there with them. The stomach, she's sitting to it that there's a mitzvah of Chinuch. She's fulfilling Chinuch. That's the Toys Shonim's Kashning of Arnaz. He gives two Tirutsim. Two terutz. One terutz is similar to what you wanted to say, Avram. He says, the father was there. The father was there. So why doesn't he mention the father? She's a queen. He's a good man, but he's not a queen. She's not on that madrega, so it says she's sitting there with the malkin. But the father was there. That's the first terutz. You got me? That's the first terutz. First terutz is terutz Rishon. The Abba was there. Terutz Rishon. Abba Sham. Got it? Second terutz. Mitzvah Balmi. What does mitzvah Balmi mean? She did it better than Rishus. She did it over Minis Chasidus. She did it above the spirit of the law, above the letter of the law. Okay? Mitzvah Balmi. In a Hanami, she's Potter, but she did what? She did, extraordinary Minis Chasidus. Mitzvah Balmi. Rishus is just not this is like it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a kiyum. Rishus doesn't imply that there was any points in Shemayim. Mitzvah ba'al l'maisa. She was a mechuyev, but she did it. She imposed upon herself. So Rabbi Kiveger asks in the Gilyan Hashas in Sukkot, Rabbi Kiveger in the Gilyan Hashas, Gilyoni Hashas is who? Rabbi Yosef Engel. Very good, Daniel, from the beginning of Shir, right? He says, and he can't believe it. Hashem Rabbanu Mechayu, Ayn Yuma Daf Bebez and Bebez Toz Yishonim. Nas Ben Shomar Shkosu Sham Haisem Mechan Chosol Mitzvah Bama Koshuli. Veichamin and Mesugi Vechitem and Conscience of Limin Rabbanu Mechayu Yid Rabbanu Lashkachashke Tashu Vohor. Filim Rabbanu Mechayu Yin Chanek Osam. Sarach Yin Gol. Kiveger says, how can the Toz Yishonim say in the second verse Mitzvah Bama? What does the Gemara here say in Sukkah? That she sat in sukkah with the seven and says that she was mechuyev in chinuch and they fulfilled the mitzvah because she was mechanech now. This wasn't stam. Wasn't stam the mitzvah ba'alme. It was taka she fulfilled the mitzvah of chinuch. The Gemara is trying to demonstrate that Rabbi Yehuda holds a sukkah that's lomalim esrim am is good. And the way she took care of her kids was a beautiful thing. So how can you tell me stam was a mitzvah? It wasn't a mitzvah. They're trying to prove that it's kosher to sukkah. That's the bomb kasher the Kiveger asked on the Tosh Yishonim. So the Lamed Chazer over again. The Tosh Yishonim frag. Gemara says in Nazar that a mother's not mechuyev to mechanech her kid. Mother's not mechuyev to mechanech her kid. Only the father. Aye. It's against the Gemara in Sukkah where Helene Amaka sat with the seven kids. Mashma that she is mechuyev in chinuch. Kasher. Two terutz. The first terutz is really the father was there. She really is pata. Father's not mentioned because she's the queen. Second Terence, yes, she is Pata, but she did it as a chumrah. She imposes on Midas Chasidus, even that mitzvah balma. Frak Rabbi Kiveg, mitzvah balma, the Gemara is trying to demonstrate that the Sukkah Shaira. And she did everything on Picha Chomim. And she's fulfilling the mitzvah of chinuch b'pashas. It wasn't something she did extraordinary or extracurricular, l'maaser, above the spirit of letter of the law. Because the Gemara is proving that the sukkah is cheira, and that she did everything. It says al pi ratzon chachamim. She did everything al pi ratzon chachamim. What she did with her seven boys is absolutely correct. What she did was right, and she did it. Master was an imperative. She did it correctly. It's not just stam a mitzvah b'almit. That's what Rabbi Kivega says on Tzitzis Shon. Tzarech Yom Gol. So Rav Goldberg Shlita, the great Gon, wanted to say shat. Look in the Kilis Yankiv and Sukkot. I wanted to say like this, based on the Ritvoy, thank you for bringing the Ritvoy. There's a general Shiloh. Machloik's Ritva Ravan. Machloik's Ritva Ravan. We adding on the Ravan. When you're Machanik, when you do Chinuch, do you have to get in all the details or just generalities enough? Let's say the first day of Sukkot, Arbein. Can you Machanik your kid with a bar or lulav and esrik? First day you have to own. Kachachem Yom HaRishon. Priyetz Odom. Kapis Tmon. How can it be? Says the Ravan Yoytzer. Because borrow, the din of borrowing is an extraneous din. The Chefs is still a good Chefs. The Ritva says no. Bechol Dikdukim. We have to fulfill Chinuch. Says Lashon Ritva. Hear the word. We paskin. The Bir Halacha says, everyone agrees if you give the guy a lemon, you're not yotze. The Chefs has got to be there. The question is, this extraneous din, are you yotze? You follow me? So the Ritva says, you have to. And then he quotes amazing. Va'od. The Gedolim Yizu Amr Mesechus Eruvin, which is Daf Mem, Amud Beis. Gabi Zman B'Yom HaKippur. Do we say Shecheran Yom Kippur? Yes, we do. But how do you say it on a kos? L'tam Elinuka. Say it on a kos. Who's going to drink it? Give it to a young kid. Gemara says, "Dim asal lemisruch." V'utzrachti lichtov zelof yishur isi chachamim toim b'zeh. He argues against the Ravan. He says he saw people not all like this. That the Ravan said generality is good enough. He held against the Ravan. We try to strive like the Ritva against the Ravan to get all the details. But he says he wrote this specifically against the people that are toim b'zeh. He said he's going against the Ravan, but he thinks differently. But Goldberg asks, why is he quoting Gemara Neirvin? Shecheyano yom kippur. How can you say it on a cup? Who's going to drink it? Give it to a cup. He'll grow up thinking he'll grow up thinking you can drink on Yom Kippur. Asul Misrach. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Asul Misrach, the Ritva. So the number one point of the Ritva is Bechol Pratim. Number two is Rav Goldberg asks, why does he have to quote this Gemara in Erevin? What's he driving at? By quoting the Gemara in Erevin. You know what? He wants to convey to you the second part of the Pasuk is critical. The second part of the Pasuk, say it again. Gam ki yaskin, when he gets old, he won't turn away from it. If you're going to enter the enterprise to educate your kids, you got to make sure you do it right. Because they'll grow up in doing the mitzvah in a mu'uvetet way. You know what mu'uvetet means? Crooked. Mu'uvas lo yucholisko. A mother's putter. But if she's going to plug into that enterprise, she's got to do it right. Because he'll grow up in a way that'll be vira from the mitzvah. He'll do it in a crooked way. When you plug into it, Daniel, you got to do it 100% right. I was trying to think of another category similar to it. Rav Ronsar gets a whole malach in Chanukah that, you know, Chanukah is lechachilism, you know, mahajim, nahajim, but that's not a good comparison. Because that's a chiyuv. But here you're really potter. But when you plug into it, you got to do it 100% right. You follow me? That's what the Ritva is trying to bring out from this Gemara in Erevin. Because the Gemara in Erevin says, Stam, you don't give a Shechiyana, don't give him a cup of Yom Kippur, go off the derech. Or I'll think you can drink on Yom Kippur. In other words, Chinuch is so special, the stakes are so high, the ante is so important, is that if you're going to plug into it, you got to do it right. You follow what I'm saying? It's no Stam, I want to just do it halfway. That's how the Ritva starts off saying, B'chol Pratim, I'm adding on the second part of the pasuk is really the chiddush. Memela, that's why I quote you the Gedola Mizu, the Gemara and Erevin. And he feels so strong about it. He says, I needed to write this to go against the Toim. The Ravan is a tzaddik. Of course the Ritva thought the Ravan was a tzaddik. But why does he call him a Toim? Because he thinks this is terrible. He thinks doing generalities is not good enough. Because he'll think he won't understand the mitzvah properly. And he'll end up growing up in a way he won't do it correctly. You follow what I'm saying? That's the lumdus in the Ritva. You follow me, Daniel? That's what there's a shtickle tear in the Ritva. Memela, if that's the case, Lamaisa, now you understand, you can answer the kasha. What do we ask? Rabbi Kivega, Taisha Shonim said in the second there, it's a mother's really public in the mitzvah bombs. She's going above the letter of the law. Above the letter of the law, the Gemara says in Sukkah, they pray, she did everything according to the Chumim. The seven kids sat there. She's Yotze the mitzvah chinuch. But I thought she's putter. What's a teretz? A teretz is she is putter. But once you engage in it, you got to do it right. Once you engage in it, you got to do it right. She has to do it out be the chacham. It's not the type of thing that you can do haphazardly. Stamazoy a little bit. You have to plug into it, get shmak. Mela, that's the pshat, Ramaisa. That's the pshat in the Gemara, what? In the Gemara and Sukkah. That's why the Tej Yishonim is not against the Gemara. You follow him in the second terrace. Because it's the type of thing you plug into it, and we can build it up even further now. And before we do that, just what's the svar of the Ravan? So according to this, why is a generality enough? So you could say that, I guess we're not choishish with the generality that he's going to go off the derech. That's maybe what the Ravana would agree this whole shtickle Torah. Question is, to what degree do you have to do it? Do you have to do all the details? Or is enough generality? Maybe. But that leads us to the essay for Avnei Shoam that we want to add on our own. And basically, it emerges is that Chinuch, he says, breaks down to one of two approaches. One is to make sure today, Sheyase a mitzvah betuv tam v'das. They'll do the mitzvah properly. Betuv tam v'das. They'll do the mitzvah properly. That's one approach in chinuch. The other approach in chinuch is that he shouldn't look like a goy. I don't want our ketanim looking like a goy. That's why we have to mechanech in mitzvahs. It's very much like Tosa says, according to the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, sumas potter in mitzvahs. He knows a machlokes tanoim whether a blind man's chayv in mitzvahs. Rebbe Yehuda says potter, chum seir chayv. Rov Rishonim pasach lecham. There's Rebbe Yerucham pasach Rebbe Yehuda. And within Rebbe Yehuda, there's a sumum potter in mitzvah. Machlokes Rebbe Kivega no Rebbe Yehuda is a sumum potter only from essen, chayv and lavin, or is he potter in everything? Even according to Rebbe Yehuda, he's potter in everything. The chacham imposed his chayv midrabbanan to do mitzvahs because they didn't want him to look like a goy. That's what Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah Lam Gimel Aleph. So just like they didn't want him to make him look like a goy, maybe that's the whole fort in Chinuch. Now how would you plug these two approaches into the Ritva and the Ravan? According to the Ritva, you have to do all the details. According to the Ravan, right? The Ravan says enough to not look like a goy if you do generalities. Right? Ravan says, Lo tzarich pratim. So maybe that's how the Avnei Shoam is ma'azmud this machlokes. Halach l'maaseh. You follow me? That's kufa de machloikas. Now, is there an Indian that has the machanach himself? So if you take the approach, does a cotton have the machanach? Chudush Reb Reuven discusses in Sukkah. Is a cotton machuyiv to machanach himself? So lamaisa, how do you think that would break down in the two approaches? Could go either way, no? I think he'd go either way. What does Avnei Shoam say? I don't remember Lamaisa. Which way he goes? Which do you think was more mistaber? I guess in order to make sure you do the mitzvahs right, he should be mechanech himself. Shalom Nira Ka'akum. Who says he has a responsibility? He shouldn't look like he's a cotton anyway. He has no responsibility. So I would rather say, this is more of a practical concern. I think that's what Avnei Shoam says. So even a cotton's got to make sure of it. But number two is more of a overarching approach. He's not believing the responsibility. That's another nafkamina.
But even according to the Ravan, who
says only requires generalities.
Yeah, so then the generalities still have to be between the two of das.
Yeah, but you don't have to do all the details. Shomir Rak was enough, Lomai said he's showing that he's carrying Arba Minim the first day. If it's borrowed, I don't care. That shows he's not a goy. You follow me?
Yeah, but I'm just confused as to why two of das is specific to Pratim, meaning Tuv Tam Das also.
No, I mean Tuv Tam Das in the Kima Mitzvah. The Kima Mitzvah. She asked him to be Kima Mitzvah. So you want to get all the details in the Kima Mitzvah to make sure you don't look like a goy, and nobody's holding the Arminim. But this is to make sure you get some mitzvah and borrow. Another nafkimin is Mechanech Atzmoy. Mechanech Atzmoy. Israel did a Mechanech Atzmoy. Another nafkimin I can tell you is Yabar Chiyuv with the cotton. Machleg is Tyson the Rambaran. Tyson says that he's a Bar Chiyuv with the cotton. Could it be Moti or Gadol in a mitzvah? Yes or no? According to Ramban, he's not a Bar Chiyuv. Is the mitzvah chinuch on the father? The father gets a point, Shemar, or does the cotton get any points or not? Ramban says the father gets all the points. La Bar Chiyuv. It's only on the father. There's a Rashi in Brochus, Daf Mem Chesem, and Aleph that discusses. Is a cotton a Bar Chiyuv himself? To be Motzi a Gadol. Usually we assume he can't be Motzi a Gadol. He's Chad the Rabbanon and trade the Rabbanon. Maybe it's good. Chad the Rabbanon and trade the Rabbanon. Usually a cotton can be Motzi a Gadol. But is he a Bar Chiyuv though? If you hold it, it shouldn't be a Nir Kakhn, he's a Bar Chiyuv. If it's just to make sure he does mitzvahs right, then he's not a Bar Chiyuv. That's another nafke meaning. That's a third nafke meaning. A fourth nafke meaning, Lamaisa. A fourth nafke meaning, we could say. Okay? In the approaches of chinuch. Who is in charge of it? It tells you, Shonim Frek Nakashi. Is it Beis Din? Or is it the father and mother? We know that if we see them eating non-kosher food, we're not mitzvah lafrisho, a cotton. Ain bezim mitzvah lafrisho min avelis. Why? How does that square? Well, Safina's feet is stuck in down his throat. But let's say passively, do I mind mechuyv to stop him if he's eating it on his own? Ain bezim mitzvah lafrisho. How does that square with the mitzvah of chinuch? Tells you, Shonim asked that kasha. This is on pay bezim and aleph. Shtikul Torah is in all the Tzai Yishonims. The one on Amud Beis, we said, and now we're saying on Amud Aleph. How do you assume it? How do you assume it, the Tzai Yishonim? You hear the Kasha?
Yeah.
So one answer is that Chinuch's only on to do a mitzvah, proactive, not to be parish or mitzvah. The other answer is from Rebbe, one of the Balei HaTzai Yishonim, Chinuch's only on the father. And on the Macher has no din Chinuch. Therefore, the Namitzuvin Lafrisho. So in other words, Beis Din is not mechuyev on the future. Beis Din can't be mechuyev on the future of every guy. Beis Din can't look at the future the father has. So if you say it's a din on the father's looking kadesh, that he should do mitzvahs properly. But the Beis Din is only mechuyev l'maisa to make sure what? Beis Din is only mechuyev to make sure that it doesn't look like a goy. So the chiluk between the father, Beis Din, the proactive chiluk to make sure he doesn't mitzvah, that's the father. Beis Din l'maisa only has to worry that he looks like a goy. That's the one teretz. The other teretz is, as we said, is a reblozer mitzvah, is that only proactively to do mitzvahs. To be mafresh from Isser, if you have a cotton there that's not eating a cheeseburger, a Big Mac, or a quarter pounder, does that show that he's Jewish? He might be non-Jewish. He doesn't like the Big Mac or a quarter pounder. But when you put a lulav by the guy, that's showing proactively that he's Jewish. So these are nafkeminis that we have, again, mechanech atzatzmo, Mechanech es atzmoy, number one. Number two was what? Ritva Ravan. What was number three? Number three is whether he's a Bar Chiyuv or not. And number four is what? Number four is the father, the chiluk of Avu Beis Din, and the answer of what? A proactive kumese, or I'll write shayase, o lahafsik. That he should do things or just not have him eat the hamburger. So, lamaisiv et shiyase, you hold the chiyuv is to do mitzvahs right. It's not enough that it doesn't look like a goy. So that's the mahalach we want to bring out, lamaisim chinuch. So I'm saying, that's the kesha lamais. I think it makes sense, Rav Goldberg's pshat, if you want to plug it in the end, if you want to engage in it, right, if you want to engage in it, you got to do it right. I think that fits better with the approach that what you want to make sure chinuch is what, like we said in the Ritva, is to make sure he does it properly. Halacha l'maisa. When you plug into it, you got to make sure he does it properly. So this is the chiddush you want to bring out, halacha l'maisa. So it might be the in general, the Rebbeinu Miuchas says chinuch is d'oraisa. Most of the Rishonim is chinuch d'rabbanan, but it could be the generalities right mechuyevin. That could be what a woman's mechuyevin. Maybe a woman is mechuyevin halacha l'maisa. You could say the general, maybe a different approach, you could say, we'll close with this. So when we say a woman's punter from Chinuch, maybe one's punter making sure that the details are done right. But maybe the general values, that a woman's takim mechuyivin. Maybe. Maybe you could say that chiluk as well. Halacha l'mais. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. We'll go by to tomorrow. And I would like to have had a minion, you know, but we don't have. Unfortunate. Bez Hashem. Tomorrow and the next. Unless you guys to dive 1:30? Yeah, you can dive in the basement. Just share 1:30. Okay, that's what I get. Well, guys, okay. Have a good day. Good to see you. Proud of you guys. Very good. Have a good day. Shkoyach. That's a good issue.